Okay, so part two at the Global Mission Prayer Network 12th Annual Conference, we're talking about spiritual gifts. And I want to go through a list of spiritual gifts. I'm not going to claim that this is a complete list, but at least it's some of the gifts that I've noticed the Holy Spirit operating in. And I'm going to kind of hurry through the list because I want to get to the part about how do you hear from the Holy Spirit with the gifts. But you'll notice as we go through these gifts, they can be generally divided into two categories. One category would be what I call the prophetic gifts. That includes word of wisdom, word of knowledge, prophecy. It's the gifts that involve communication of some kind, communicating information from God to a person. The other kind of gifts would be what I would call miracle gifts. These would be like gifts of healings, faith, the gifts that include multiplication, miracles, those kinds of things. And so we're going to talk about both kinds of gifts, and then we're going to home in on how do you hear the Holy Spirit with prophetic gifts. So let's start with a gift that I think is near and dear to all of you. Let's start in Ephesians 6, verse 18. Okay? Ephesians 6, verse 18. So we have a gathering here of intercessors. Is every intercession, is every prayer a gift, a spiritual gift? No. We pray often in our own understanding and with our own abilities and things like that. Ephesians 6:18 says, however, I think sometimes those prayers are a spiritual gift. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. One of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, I think, is what I call intercessions, supplications, prayers. These are gifts that operate through us so that we can pray effectively for someone. I think these are very important gifts when it comes time to minister, because when you pray for someone, sometimes the Lord wants to pray a very specific prayer for them. And he wants them to hear the prayer you're praying for them, so they'll know how to agree with God and how to believe for that. I can't tell you how many times this spiritual gift has operated through me. I've prayed a prayer for someone about a job, about something going on in their life. And a day later, a week later, a year later, I've had them travel halfway across the country to where I was speaking, because they said, I heard you were going to be there, and I just wanted to tell you, you remember that prayer you prayed for me last year? And oftentimes I have to go, no, I don't remember the prayer, because it wasn't me praying for him. It was the Holy Spirit praying through me. And they said, man, God answered that prayer just exactly the way you prayed it. Well, praise the Lord. That was the spiritual gift of prayer and supplications. It's I think it's a kind of prophetic gift. Now, all intercessions aren't the spiritual gift of intercession. They're not a gift of the Holy Spirit, but some are, and we need to be sensitive to that. I've seen a lot of lives change because just the right prayer was prayed. Turn to Joel chapter 2. Amongst the minor prophets in the back of the Old Testament. Joel, let's see, if you get to Daniel, you haven't gone far enough. If you get to Obadiah, you've gone too far. Joel chapter 2 and verse 28. He gives this prophecy and says, it will come about after this that I will pour out my spirit on all mankind. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. This is the prophecy. Peter refers to this. at the day of Pentecost. And he says, see, this prophecy was fulfilled today in your hearing because the Holy Spirit had been poured out on anybody that wanted to receive it. And one of the evidences of that was them speaking in tongues. But Joel here also talks about dreams and visions. I think those are spiritual gifts. And there may be some nuances that I'm missing, but generally speaking, I think that the difference between a spiritual dream and a vision is that the dream happens while you're asleep and the vision happens while you're awake. At least that seems to be the way it works with me. Don't turn to Daniel 2:19, but if you're writing these things down, write it down. And you can go back and you see where the King Nebuchadnezzar has a dream that disturbs him, but he has no idea what it means. He's casting around looking for somebody that can interpret the dream. And he's a wise man. He says, I'm not going to tell anybody what the dream was. If they really have the interpretation from God, they'll know what the dream was. And sure enough, God shows Daniel the dream and gives him the interpretation. So that interpretation that Daniel was doing, that was a gift of the Holy Spirit. It didn't come from Daniel's knowledge. It came purely from the Holy Spirit. And so dreams, visions, interpretations of dreams, these are things that I think can be spiritual gifts. Now, is every dream you have either from the Holy Spirit or from the devil? Well, no. We're human beings. We dream all the time. But sometimes the enemy will disturb your sleep with nightmares and night terrors. And Ian, God can heal that, can he? He can deliver you from that. He knows from experience. But sometimes the Lord gives us spiritual dreams. And we notice the difference at the time. This next gift is, some people are going to think this is kind of off the wall. Turn to Matthew 9. I don't see this listed as a gift of the Holy Spirit in the Bible, but I've experienced it this way. Matthew 9:36. This is talking about Jesus. And seeing the multitudes, he felt compassion for them because they were distressed and downcast like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus felt compassion for people. And you know what? Most of us are compassionate, reasonably compassionate folks anyway. I think it was that compassion that drove Jesus in his ministry. It was the thing that made him want to get up every morning and go find somebody to minister to. But this spiritual gift of mercy and compassion happens when the Holy Spirit pours out into you the emotions that he's feeling at the time. And usually you're getting the emotions that he's feeling at the time, the compassion that he's feeling for someone else. This has happened to me many times. I'll be praying for somebody, and I'm telling you that compassion from the Holy Spirit comes on me. And sometimes it's so strong I can hardly talk. I can hardly stand up. And I know it's just a taste of how God feels about that person. And one of the things I love to be able to do is to be able to do my best to communicate to that person what I'm feeling from the Holy Spirit about them. And a lot of times it's just, this happened last Sunday, as a matter of fact. We were down in Selma. There was a lady at the altar rail that had come up for healing prayer. And when I started to pray for folks, the Lord pointed her out to me. And immediately, as soon as I looked at her, I just felt this great compassion come over me. And so I knew that's one that God wants me to pray for. That's one of the ways I think this gift works is by telling us who we're supposed to be praying for. And man, I knew if I can just get hold of her and start praying for her, God's going to do some great things the way he feels about her. And sure enough, I was able to communicate to her how he felt about her. And I mean, this is a woman that, to all intents and purposes, you look at her and you think, boy, she's got everything together and her life is just great and smooth. And the Lord started showing me how many insecurities and doubt she had in herself. And I told her about that. And she starts crying. And the Lord said, look, I'm not looking at any of those things. I don't see that in you. I don't care about those things. And he started telling her about her heart and how he loved her. And it, you know, is life-changing stuff, but that's because of this gift of mercy and compassion. So sometimes if I'm praying for a man and I feel that, well, I can just give him a big bear hug and I can hang on to him for a while and really love him and maybe cry over his shoulder some, because that's how I feel. When I'm praying for a woman, of course, I can't do that. And so I'll get somebody else. Hey, honey, come over here and give this lady a big hug. Let her know how much God loves her, okay? Uh-huh. Yeah, maybe these, yeah. Whoops. Okay, there's a, we're not going to go to this. Look at, but write down Acts chapter 8, 38 and 40. 38 through 40. That's just part of the story where Philip was taken by the Holy Spirit. He was translated. That's happened to me and Debbie at least twice, I think three times. And I was saying on the prayer line, I mean, one of the times we had a 1-hour trip. I had written down the mileage and the time before we left on that trip because we were in an electric car and you have to keep up with those things. That trip was a 50-mile, 1-hour trip. On the odometer, it said 15 miles, and on our clocks, it said 15 minutes. We got there 45 minutes quicker. Translation. We didn't even know what was happening. It was weird. We got there, and I thought, oh, this is great, man. Before service tonight, I'm going to have a chance to take a nap after this long trip. This is great. And as soon as I said that, the phone rang. Father Dan, can you come down to the church right now? We need you. Okay, whatever, Lord. I'm just one of the knives in the drawer. However you want to use me, Lord, that's what you can do. Okay, turn back to 1 Corinthians 12. Let's see these nine gifts that Paul talked about. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Like I said, I'm sure there are a lot more gifts than just these, but I want to at least get you thinking, get you looking for these kind of things, looking for these things in your own life as you see the Holy Spirit moving in you, and you'll realize, oh yeah, that wasn't me for sure. Okay, well, it's probably a spiritual gift then. Let's see. Start in verse 8, right? For to one is given the spirit of wisdom, or the word of wisdom, through the Spirit. To another, the word of knowledge, according to the same Spirit. So, what's the difference between word of wisdom and word of knowledge? A word of knowledge communicates information. When the word that I gave to Pastor Paul, some of that was word of knowledge because it communicated some information to you. Information, data. Word of wisdom essentially tells us what to do with the information that we have and gives us wisdom that we wouldn't have on our own about a situation. You know, you usually develop wisdom by years of failure, and sometimes the Lord wants to get us through that and give us some wisdom about something so we don't have to fail at it the first time. We were ministering to a lady a couple of weeks ago, and in the course of ministry, she said that her and her husband had moved away from their home church that they loved. He'd been called to pastor this other church, and they pastored that church for 16 years. It was an older church, a church made up of mostly older folks. And she said, you know, it seemed like all we did was do one funeral after another as all of these folks died until finally there wasn't any left. And she said, we tried to get them to do things that would grow the church and would bring young people in, and they just weren't willing to do it. They were old. They were set in their ways. And we just felt like that was, me and my husband felt like that was a great failure. And so we started praying over her, and I heard the Lord ask what I thought was kind of a funny question. And so I asked her, I said, who told you that was a failure? You know, well, I mean, you know, all the people died and we couldn't grow the church. And yeah, who told you that was a failure? Well, we just assumed that was a failure. All of a sudden it dawned on her. Maybe God had called us to that place just to help close that church and those take care of those lovely people in their last years and love on them and be sweet to them. So there was some knowledge in there. There was some wisdom in there. But without the Holy Spirit. So anyway, I make a long story short, the more we prayed about that, the more she began to the more the Holy Spirit began to use that to speak to her. This is one of the things, by the way, that happens a lot of times. You'll give a word of knowledge, word of wisdom, prophecy, whatever. And all of a sudden, the Lord opens up the mind of the person you're ministering to and gives them a revelation about things. You know, you'll say one word and the Lord will give them 1,000 words in 1 second. And this is what happened with her. She had this revelation. I'm telling you, her life was changed. She said she was so light, so free after that. She said, I can hardly wait to talk to my husband about this. Praise the Lord. Isn't that just like our loving God to do that sort of thing? Okay. Miracle of faith. The gift of faith, rather, is the next one that's mentioned. And I think that gift, the way it seems to operate in us, is when the Lord, the Holy Spirit, literally puts in your heart faith. And I mean, you know that you know that you know that you know. You just have faith, and you don't know where that faith came from. It's just there. When Deborah had first was diagnosed with breast cancer, one of the first things that happened was the Lord gave her a word of knowledge. He said, this is not until your death. And then I think he put in her heart this gifting of faith, because she knew that she knew that she knew that she wasn't going to die. God was going to heal her. One way or another, God was going to heal her. That's the operating gift. I love when that happens, when I'm ministering to people and the Lord drops that in my heart. It's a gift to me. And I know, man, if I could just get my hands on them, they are going to be healed. I know it. That's how it works. Okay. Next is gift of healings. Now, the Bible here, my translation anyway, says, just says to another gift of healing by the one Spirit. But if you look at the literal Greek there, it's a plural word. It's a gift of healings. And I think that's because there are many kinds of healings. We're going to talk about at least 5 kinds of healing tomorrow, which would include spiritual healing. That's something that usually has to do with forgiveness one way or the other. We're going to talk about physical healing. We'll talk about inner healing. We'll talk about healing of destructive emotions. Healing of memories, essentially, and deliverance healing. I think that deliverance is just a type of healing. So when those gifts operate, as Grace said earlier, I can't heal anybody. But the Holy Spirit can do whatever kind of healing he needs. And I'd love to just, well, let's start praying and see what the Lord will do, you know. Okay, the next one is the gift of effecting or operation of miracles. It's really the word, the word operation there is the word that we use for energy. It comes from a Greek word that we got the word energy from. So it's the energy or the operation of dunamis, where we get the word dynamite from, or dynamo. So it's talking about powerful things happening, powerful supernatural things happening. Anytime a spiritual gift operates, it's the Holy Spirit operating through a human being to accomplish something that no human being could ever accomplish, something supernatural. So by definition, I guess all of it's miraculous, but I think in this category, they're talking about things like the time we prayed for the air conditioner in our car that broke and it was healed. We have seen over and over, I've watched this happen several times, where God literally delivers something, a passport, a piece of equipment, from one continent to the other in an instant. That's this gift of miracle. Moving weather systems out of the way, multiplying food, multiplying gasoline. One time I was building some computers when I had a computer business, and the Lord literally multiplied some parts for me. It's a long story, but that's, I think, gift of miracles. Okay, the next one that Paul mentions is the gift of prophecy. And let me tell you, in my simple mind, my simple definition of the difference between word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and prophecy is just simply how it's couched or how it's presented. You know how in the Old Testament, how did the prophets start their prophecies? Thus saith the Lord, right? I think that I'm giving you a prophecy if I say, this is what the Lord is saying to you, and then speak to you as if I'm God. Okay, it's the Holy Spirit speaking to you in that way. If I say, I hear a word for you, I think I saw this about you. When I started with Dorcas a while ago, I said, the Lord shows me that you're a traditional kind of person and you like things certain ways. That wasn't prophecy. That was word of knowledge. See? But when the Lord says, what I want you to do is I want you to pray for them when you see that. Ah, that's prophecy. I think that's, I don't want to make it any more complicated than it has to be. I think it's just that simple. Okay. If I hear the word fear or forgiveness, or I see a picture of some kind, those are all words of knowledge. But when I say, this is what the Lord is saying to you, and say those words. Pastor Jane, I don't want to embarrass you, but the Lord today showed me something about Pastor Jane. And it was given to her in the word of prophecy. The Lord says, you're one of my humble servants. Okay. That was the Lord talking directly to her. Speaking of Pastor Jane, we're talking about this gift of intercession and supplications. The Lord showed me something else, Pastor Jane, and I think it's kind of remarkable. So my mother was a great prayer warrior. She was a great intercessor. And, she was, you would hear her, she'd be in the kitchen washing dishes, and all of a sudden, and then she'd start praying in tongues real loud, and she'd do that for about a minute or 30 seconds, and then back to washing dishes. Well, intercession ministry that she had, anointing that she had, is that gift of intercession that flowed through her. And when Debbie and I did things, we knew she was praying for us and she was supporting us in prayer. And it was kind of resting and relaxing to know that she was there for us. We'd get a call 3 a.m. Hey, what's going on up there? Lord's had me praying for you guys, you know. So, but. She was our intercessor, our primary intercessor. We got a lot of folks that are intercessors for us, but she was the primary one that we really rested and relaxed in. But she died years ago. And about that time, Pastor Jane came into our lives, and for whatever reason, the Holy Spirit highlighted to her us to pray for. And so the Lord was showing me today that He's called you. He did that because you're stepping in the shoes that my mother had for us, see? Isn't that cool? And I was telling her, a few weeks ago, I was telling her how when we travel and I know she's praying for me, I can just relax in that and be, because I know, man, I really got an intercessor praying for me. Now I understand more. Oh, no wonder she's so powerful as an intercessor with us. No wonder God's called her to take my mother's place. Isn't that cool? Okay, gift of distinguishing of spirits is the next one. Some translations say discerning of spirits. I think that discerning might be to me, this is a prophetic gift. It's a word of knowledge kind of gift where the Holy Spirit tells us that what kind of spirit we're dealing with and how to deal with it. He'll tell us if it's an evil spirit, it's a human spirit, or the spirit of God. And if it's an evil spirit, He'll tell us what it is and how to deal with it. One of the ways this happened, this happens a lot, but the other day we were praying for some folks. As a matter of fact, we were in an area where there was a lot of witchcraft, a lot of witch doctors and shamans and such. And so we were praying for folks, and this happened several times where somebody would come up for prayer. My knees hurt. Okay, we'll pray for the knees. And we would pray for the knees, and pain would go away right away. Ah, good. Now my elbows hurt. Oh, okay. And we pray for the elbows. Pain's gone. Well, praise the Lord. Oh, now I got a terrible headache. And so the Holy Spirit would say, that is a spirit of affliction that's on them, or a spirit of infirmity, whatever you might want to call it. And they're not really sick. There's an evil spirit that's tormenting them and making them feel sick and making them feel pain. You need to deal with that. And so sure enough, we deal with that, you know, take the authority that Jesus has given us in his name and cast the demons away from them, make them leave them. We tell them, don't go back to the witch doctor or this is going to come back on you, you know. But as soon as they got deliverance, all the pain left and didn't come back. So distinguishing of spirits, great gift, or discerning of spirits. The next two, we could probably spend an afternoon on tongues and interpretation of tongues. And we're not going to spend an afternoon on that. I'm just going to mention that I think there are two kinds of speaking in tongues. One is our prayer language. This is just between us and God. And the other is public speaking in tongues. And that needs interpretation of some kind to be valid as far as the Lord's concerned. Okay? So to sum up, there are many spiritual gifts. All of these gifts are given by the Holy Spirit. They operate through us so that he can minister to someone and accomplish something that he wants to. And I think that it's these spiritual gifts that really make our ministry effective. And there are often, and I'll show you some examples of this in a minute, often there'll be two or three or four gifts that operate in a row for any one person you're praying for, because he's doing this, and then he's doing that, and then he's doing this other thing. Okay? So, remember, there are two broad gifts, broad categories of gifts, I said. One is the prophetic, that involves communication of some kind, and the other is miracles. Let's concentrate for a minute on the prophetic gifts, okay? And we're going to ask the question, how do I hear God in the prophetic gifts? And let's talk about how to operate in the prophetic gifts. We'll talk about how very much the prophetic gifts operate through us. They operate through our minds. The Lord puts his words in our minds. That's how we know what to say. He's not bypassing our mind. He's putting that nugget there, that word there. And when you're praying for someone, or you see someone and a thought comes to mind, maybe you think of a color or a word or a picture or a smell, or maybe you notice something about them or what they're wearing or about their hair or whatever. It reminds you of someone else. It's not going to be the voice of God speaking in your ear. It's going to be this still, small voice, this idea of, I think I'm noticing something here. That's how it's going to start. And to put you on a cliffhanger, find Amos 8.